Hello and welcome to the program this morning. Jesus is Lord. Excited to come your way. This is a beautiful Monday morning, and this is the day the Lord has made. We rejoice and we are glad in it. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in and connecting. Thank you for waiting. Thank you. Thank you, and God bless you. The presence of God is here with us. The presence of God is waiting for us. The presence of God is speaking to us. Kings and priests of the Most High God, I trust that you have treated your body the way you should by giving it water therapy. Water is the best food for our body. Like the Holy Spirit has given us the advice and the best instruction that gives our body the best nutrient. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're about to start this morning. We're about to get the ball rolling by praying in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. And this morning, we'll look how we can get into the introduction of the angelic ministry, or we're getting the continuation of the World Changers Conference at which we did yesterday. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But let us begin to pray. Let's begin to pray in the Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Ravus keep hold of Mahai. Shatamini Makoba Satana Mamas Kedibaya. Jekeri Teri Sokoja Mana Makateka Sukshisike Lethoru Sakapa Tebaya. Manchkeba Kapmukutektus Kepoli Lalif Tukuske Denin Jakratasuskin Bokla Amakama Mashateka de Bokalefitis Kopaya Nata Sekete Brodu Selevini Makopaka Shekede Abiki Soktendole Eviki Montala Kanstaja Kekeli Suksishuki Gibok Mondobra Ankabari Robraken Thasukima Nemasekshe Sekere. Name brothers, a kekala mama shadabadi. Kato the ketikizekshi si kele monda mrande kele baku sakalabaye. Mante ke paala leveski. Beri ke the kus sendo lala mamakade. Jay paket non teke siki dikle enkuba manima sekshi si ki kale tho sakabadi. Leke teke li sakura bahaya bayu. Rompa teken teku jika tenkele kupadu mantama de manche ketiki sikir kitaro se kapa shekiri. Ndeke bek motion di kalo love jipik ne kosoda mamaha kapari. Rompa re teze kika sokshi suki kala monko bubuje kekile kusekshi sokala ma teke sikiri. Randeke de sokshi. Leke pokoro mama kapa shadabari. Rugele kesokshin sendere gendo bala mamang kama la pashkiri bayi. Lento kapat nempuri meziki jeka teke siki shala pato seke kala mamang kapari. Nekere bok moshura baba akaba lebo seke le pashe dabari. Lombere narike sakshi sike teke lulipa kusakshin zandama la makapa shekiri. Labo te kinzikshi si ke deri buk muzokshin sin ke pek muzora ma man kapa sheka tamba le kusa karabari. Glante buk mushatama le kari. Globe ke shikshi se ke dege lima koso katunger kinzikshi si ki kal kambora ma nama sakada bade bradu se ke le kalama shate kalabaha se ke di. Ke se ke sheke la mama Pashantambale Gradu Sakarebayu. Rinkrade Kunsakshu Seke Denge Lika Teko Jokat Lekotomo Roma Ramanzak Shisiki Teka Zukshi Sokoro Mama Kapa Tambalabadi. Ne Kaleku Seke Lebo Jakalapakteza Kalabeshike Lebo Sake. Rambo Kat Nembo Jekatiki Zikshi Siki Kalamatoka Bukbojena Mamunke Pukmajandabala Maki Sakalabadi. Nain tere ke sokala le monda bala masha teka tusiki jake la momon kapa tepa kude beke sekshu zelelo mamon kapa tebari. lapte bradi kesokshin senke lengra akala mantama le poko sakere. Mante kale luluze ketise ke jukale manombre ekun saksho ze begedim bonda la mahaya. Made kira duze kenjo kola montogo duze ki jeka jokala fande braduze keke lemon shakala pantem braduze keke la kasatam bala mama sadabadi. Mberiki teka jokatana mama kapa shekshisi ke la gonde bradala mama kama sakadibadi. Eri ketongoro momun jokoro maman sakale bridise ke shokoro mama sarabari. Ikare book mon second jeka teke likada those kalikato samamanda bahaya. Bridise kshusiki kere ken jokolo mamon kapha lama sende bara masekarabari. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Rebo kalamon jakte se keke libra duze ke kolomaku kasakshe sampale ke tondo boske le gilikasto shapare payam. Mante pekuze ke le monpale teriski parote in sunkin kale ne sushe kolomedu raman tama mashe kalapare. Neira grada risa clocomo mon sakshekton ke pek mozara mama sanka sheke le tisa kura mamanda varegrin. Nafa seke lipa le monze. Lombe katenga tela gidika li section sempora matanda lika sakshusike de ndombra acta le kosopo juket lomba la kasekeri. Krenta leka sikshisike bala matana maskeshto kra enkolo mamaka pakche senke tekla uki bonda la vanja kalike tu sike le momonta balahaya. E chi cale cosso co giora bobolo mo mon scendo bolo mo mon sacca la mamma sharabadi. E chi raro ramanta ma reproduce che le momo shoro mamman kama le pro da cassere gle e chi palo ma nama secca le patuse che le gedigra haia. Na cale cosa. Gike le momongo prodogo dunze can gicate le bobe de nisi che li calumanda la pascari. Breki sikshi saktonge lemo kondo bona mama kataya kasata le kasaya. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for your presence, glory, 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 hallelujah. Amen and amen and amen, hallelujah. God will touch you in the most strange places and the places you really might not expect. Many a times the presence of God is manifested in our lives in the places we don't expect Him to manifest. Now when you ask anyone called of God genuinely, anyone whom the Lord has revealed Himself to in a very special way, they will tell you the same thing. That the Spirit of the Lord reveals Himself to you in a very, very strange way. Now, strange way, I really don't mean something odd or out of the blue. But what I meant by strange is what you really do not expect. And when you really do not expect. One of the most outstanding miracles that I've ever witnessed in my life, there were miracles that were born in times where I really didn't expect. Times where I'm so tired. I feel like resting. I feel like not going to the fellowship. I feel like not praying for that person. I feel like not doing this, not doing that. That is the very time the Spirit of the Lord will do amazing things. It's not any wonder the Bible says our weakness is His strength. And so where we stop is where He starts. Every one of you listening to me, as I speak to you, continuing this hangover of World Changers Conference yesterday morning, I speak to you and tell you, World Changers will always be sensitive to the environment and will not take the common response as the final destination or conclusion of whatever they are about to do. You would never take the common things. You see, even though the Lord will use it, but we wouldn't take the common things until we'll certify that the Lord is using it. Amen. So this morning, I bring to you that do not mingle your life, do not mingle your past and your present life. Don't mingle them together. Why? Because when you do, there's going to be, you're going to rob yourself. I learned something from the Apostle Paul. He says, forgetting those things that are behind. Now, get that in the book of Philippians chapter 3. He said, I forget those things that are behind. I press towards the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Now, probably I'm going to read it to you. But then before then, why shouldn't we mingle our past? Don't mingle your past, you see, and your present life. Don't mingle them together. They are not the same thing. They are not the same thing. Don't mingle them together. God has a reason you went through that pain. God has a reason you're going through whatever you went through. But just know one thing, that don't mingle them together. When you do, you are cut short in. You are shortchanging yourself and you are reducing yourself to that situation. And it's already past. God doesn't judge us based on our past. God judges us based on our present. Our present, present, present. So all changes, do not mingle your past and your present. You can learn from your past. We bless God for that, but do not mingle it. No matter how good your past is, the future holds better things for you if you walk with the Lord. The future holds better things for you if you decide to trust the Lord. There is never a time where people of God will think that their past held or is better than their present and their future. It's a very limited life. So do not mingle, don't mix, do not mix your past life and your present life. Why? Because effective people will not do that. The Apostle Paul revealed to us he didn't do that. He walked on what God has called him to do. He pressed on and he got it. Every one of you listening to me, you have to work on what God has called you to do. Press on and you shall receive it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do not be carried away. Do not be carried away by your past or past achievements. Do not be carried away by the things that are good in your past. Neither should you be overwhelmed by the things that are bad in your past. Good or bad, do not let it affect your present to the extent that it robs you of your effectiveness and what the Holy Spirit wants to do with your life presently. World changers will not pay attention to their past to the extent that is disturbing their present, that will lead them to the future goals and plan that God wants to use them to accomplish in this life. You must make up your mind. I read to you the book of Philippians, chapter number 3. I read from verse 13, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be mature, perfect, mature, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. So the Bible says, let us forget those things that are behind and let's reach forth to those things that are before us. Live your life in the present and don't let your success rob you of future success. Don't let the good things rob you of future good things. Be at your best at every current level of your life. Like I said, you see, yesterday I was sharing on this and I was speaking on world changers and the history makers and the profile behind it. You see, Everyone who's done great thing in this life, they did it through unpleasant situations, and you are not going to be different. Don't let the bad part of your life get the best part of you. Because when you allow the bad part of your life get the best part of you, you are giving the best part of you to the very, very aspired part of your life. The bad part of our life is not supposed to get the best part of us, because God's word is supposed to get the best part of us. Our future, our plans, the things we're setting our heart to do should get the very best part of us. World changes. I say this to each and every one of you, kings and priests of the Most High God. You have the destiny to change things around you and to be a blessing to people around you. But do not dwell on your shortcomings. Do not dwell on the things that are unpleasant in your life. It's unnecessary. Father, I pray for all the world changers and history makers who are joining in. As your word has come today, never they should allow their past to mingle with their present, because it determines their future. I pray for every one of them who's been holding on a specific thing. Today, let it go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let it go. Be free from every limitations. Be free from everything that is holding and pulling you back. Be released in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Thank you, Father. Father, everyone who's right now having specific thoughts and specific plans in their heart will come before you in thanksgiving and thank you for all the beautiful things that you've done for us over the past week and even the month that has rolled by. And we stepped into this wonderful month, the month of wholeness. And thank you, because we're complete in you. Thank you, because we're complete in you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Amen. I'd like us to read our Thanksgiving verse of Scripture, and that's the book of Psalms. In the book of Psalms 136. Psalms 136, reading from verse 1. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and you say, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. And to him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and the stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever, and brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out hand, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever, and made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever, but overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever, and slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Sion, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever. And gave their land for an heritage, for his mercy endureth forever. Even an heritage unto Israel, his servant, for his mercy endureth forever. Who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever. And had redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Glory to his name forevermore. Amen and amen and amen. We're thankful to you, Lord, for your presence. We're thankful to you, Lord, for your goodness in our lives. We see your hand moving in our lives, every one of us, all the kings and priests of the Most High God. We see your hand moving in our lives, and we thank you for it. We praise you for it. Everyone connected right now over the radio, I bless your precious holy name for them. Father, every dream that is not from you, every leading that is not from you, I speak in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have no place, you have no place in the life of God's kings and priests. Be stopped right now and be removed in Jesus Christ's name. You cannot operate and you cannot steal, kill and destroy. They are in the pinnacle and in the very center, and they are in charge within their destiny by the power of the Holy Spirit. They determine what goes on in their life. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Fresh anointing this morning. Fresh anointing upon your children to accomplish whatever you've sent them to accomplish. I pray for everyone who's connected over the radio. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. You know, we had 7 days of praise, and that has been so great and wonderful. But I'll encourage each one of you to keep sending in praise reports, and let's continue the effect of the 7 days of praise. Let's don't wait for it to be a season. Keep sending in your praise reports, and when we do not read it over the radio, you send a reminder that your praise report wasn't read over the radio. It's very, very important that you send those praise reports, because praise reports, they are important things that when we acknowledge, we begin to see and we begin to receive more from the Lord. It is very, very important. Thank you for tuning in this morning. This is Fire Meeting Over the Radio, where the kings and priests gather together, where we do great things for the Lord and for the kingdom of God. I have a beautiful song for all the kings and priests of the Most High God in the house today, and that song is titled Superman by Martins Piquet. Superman by Martins Piquet. Before I play that for you, I would like to say my elder brother's birthday is today. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My elder brother's birthday is today, and I bless the name of the Lord for him, for what the Lord is doing in his life. I thank God and I pray for him. Father, I pray for Fred, that your hand will rest upon him, and that this new year his life will be established in the present truth, and that he will manifest what you have placed in him. This new year is establishment for him. Thank you for your blessings and your presence upon his life, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. I will see you tomorrow. I want you to enjoy this beautiful, beautiful single by Martins Piquet, Superman. See you tomorrow.
I'm living in prosperity. by faith and not by sight. No, 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 no. It's not by power nor by might. If you believe it, help me sing. Come on, say I can do. Your neighbor and say, take a good look at me. Ooh, yeah. I'm living in prosperity. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. For we walk by faith and not by sight. No. The walk of a believer is not by power nor by might. Come on. Unshakable, oh yeah.
the seed of Abraham. I know who I am. I'm wonderfully, differently made. I have a goodly heritage. My lines have fallen unto pleasant places. I know who I am. I'm wonderfully, differently made.
Partnership is what made the Bible what it is.
Thank you for standing with us, praying for us, and supporting us. Together we are ministering God's love in a hurting world. Teach All Nations Radio.